Okay, welcome. It's our pre-show, baby. And big news today, this property that I was talking to you guys about where we had our studio and some offices, we sold it. We sold it. And the buyer is solid, wonderful buyer, and we had some contingencies and all that stuff got met, and we sold that sucker, and I'm very, very happy. We're going to close, got a closing date, all kinds of stuff. So it's just, you know, it's like, you know, we're doing your job, and we're doing this, and then there was so much tied up in terms of this particular thing. I told you guys about the mold thing, and then there's the, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. Contingent sales are always, I won't go into it because it's boring, but it was a big load off my mind. Then today we also went and did a voiceover gig that you guys will hear soon. I wish I could tell you what the show is, but it just, they don't do that anymore. You can't do that shit. There used to be a time when you could go on social media and say, hey, I just got done doing a session for so-and-so, or I just got done shooting a TV show, and it was this and that and something else. They'll let you do that after the show hits the air. Then they're happy as hell for you to promote. But before the fact, and I understand this, it lets the cat out of the bag. You know, it lets all the air out of the lets the air out of the balloon, if you will. All the momentum is halted. Plus, it is information you don't really want to give competitors, and there's all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I had a really good time today doing that. And I also, my good buddy Susie, thank you, Susie. As a matter of fact, check out Susie on TikTok. She's got some fucking amazing, this is my buddy Susie, and she's an assistant, works for me, and actually drove to this morning. Thank you, Susie. I didn't sleep a fucking wink last night. It's such a shitty night of sleep that I was grateful when she came over and gave me a ride over to the studio. But let me find her on TikTok. Her name is Susie Williford, and she is really good, man. She does some beautiful videos. I tried to share one over. I couldn't share the goddamn thing. Where the hell is TikTok, bitch? There it is. She is really good, man. This is her stuff here. Susie, what the hell is this? Oh, that's really funny. I like that, man. Susie, I like that. That's a funny fucking video. I got to share that one over, man. So she's got videos on, it's called, and her account is, I got to start following her, man. Am I following you, Susie? I am. Where the fucking hell? What do you call girlfriend? What? You know, on TikTok, I have followers. I don't know even know if they're the real people or not. You know what I mean? I know some people. I do know. This is Kelly. Kelly, I know you. That's Kelly. Okay. That's Kelly Brown. I know you, Kelly. She's part of the family. But there's some people, they have names, and you don't know if it's the actual person or not, you know? Because I'm sort of stupid. I mean, I don't understand how that shit works and shit. All right, where are we at here? Following my girl. Inspire to Inspire. That's the name of Susie's account. Inspire to Inspire. She does some fucking awesome, beautiful videos. She really does. And the music, and I'm telling you, the camera work is amazing, man. She holds that goddamn... This is the music she uses. This is beautiful. This was shot at the Huntington Library. If you come to California, if you come to LA, if you've never been here before, go to the Huntington Library in Pasadena. It's actually in San Marino. And it is a, here we go. Copy link, okay. And it is a library that was at one time, the residence of Henry Huntington, who was a very wealthy railroad guy. and came to Southern California, bought a bunch of fucking property, bought a bunch of this and that and something else, and had an extensive, I guess he had, I don't really know the story, had an extensive library, but, or maybe he was a benefactor. Nonetheless, they turned the grounds into a library, this large, beautiful estate. And I would go there. I've been going there since I was 15 years old. And I think even before, because we went there to see the original Blue Boy. You know this Blue Boy painting by Gainsborough and Pinky? That's another one. That's there. The originals are there. They have the original manuscript from Call of the Wild, Jack London's, I believe, unless it was on, was it on tour? Maybe that was it. But I went there and I saw the manuscript. I also saw Henry David Thoreau's manuscript, the handwritten manuscript for Walden's Pond. Now, that's some amazing shit because he doodled on the in the margins. You could see his doodles in the margins, like chickens and cows and shit. And Henry David Thoreau was part of that whole kind of that transcendentalist movement, wasn't he, in upstate New York? Or or he was a contemporary of Ralph Emerson's. And there was all kinds of kooky shit happening in upstate New York in those days. So check it out. And they also have a Japanese garden. Huntington brought over, I don't know, bonsai plants and shit from Japan. And the, he set up this beautiful Japanese garden is there. So Susie was over there with her camera and shot some really, really cool shit. Okay. Check her out on TikTok, on TalkTik. Check her out on TalkTik and everything. All right, today's show is going to be some fun things. We have our special guest, Steve Bozell, who's in a songwriting school. He's in a songwriting class. So he's writing songs, and he will demonstrate the songwriting technique that he's learning. And obviously, we laugh at him and make fun of him, and it sucks. That's next.